This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Ahead of mandatory mini camp, we'll get to Mr. Sal Capaccio here. Bills will practice today, a couple days this week, and then big break. The big break for the break before training camp. And here we go, mandatory minicamp. Sal, good morning.
Good morning. Happy mandatory minicamp day. How are you guys?
We're all right. We'd seen the. We did not talk yesterday, Sal. Right? Did we? Did we talk on the way? No, I don't remember. Did we have you on?
Yeah, we had him on yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
We did.
We had you on at 7. We'd heard the report from Adam Schefter. It might be some time before James Cook's back in Buffalo. Now it seems, I don't know, Sal, maybe we're all kids, you know, at Christmas shaking a box and guessing what's inside of it just to fill time. But there have been some rumbles that maybe Cook will be here. You know, ultimately, we'll find out in a few hours. But it really is the number 1 through 5 story of this week for mandatory minicamp for the Bills.
Yeah, no doubt. I think in this world of, you know, social media and people who know people who know people, and it's always happened that way, but information goes quickly, but also false information goes quickly. So you never know what's true, what's not. You know, but there's a lot of people out there who maybe claim to have seen him somewhere or know he's here or things like that. But, you know, it's our job to kind of get it right and make sure that we know for sure. So we won't know that until Sean McDermott speaks at 11:45 a.m. today. I mean, it's possible, I guess, we could know for sure something from James himself or the Bills, but 11:45 a.m., that's when Sean McDermott speaks, and we'll know for sure if James Cook is there. But I've heard those same rumblings from people. Now, listen, doesn't mean if he is here that he's going to participate fully. That is another kind of bit to the story, right, which is he here is number one, okay, and if it's no, then we know he's not. If it's yes, then the question is he participating with his teammates in mandatory minicamp? Or is it what they call a hold-in, which means he's here because that allows him to not get fined, and then but he still doesn't participate because he is obviously, you know, trying not to get injured and wants this contract and making a statement.
Would it be weird, Sal, if that happened in minicamp? I'm trying to think. Whenever we talk about hold-ins in today's NFL, I feel like they almost are always referencing a player doing it at training camp. Not to say it's never happened at minicamp, but I don't know how normal that is around the league.
I don't think it'd be weird. I think it's happened, Joe. I just think that we don't think about it as much because training camp means a lot more, right? So Maybe the storyline doesn't get out there as much. And if you look back, I'm sure that's happened. I think if I remember right, I think Jordan Poyer did for one day, and then he came back and he participated. And then I think maybe T.J. Watt did a little while ago for the Steelers. I'm not positive, but I don't think it'd be too weird. I mean, I think these things happen. You know, I've seen the reports about, you know, how much money he'd be forefeiting, how it works and all of that. There's so much, like, there's some confusion that's going on, accrued seasons. Let's just say, let me just try to kind of put it down to basic terms here. It is not a $17,000 per day fine. It is $17,000 the first day. The second day, it's an additional $34,000. The third day, it's an additional $52,000. That is cumulative. If he were to miss all 3 days and not show up at all, he would be fined over $104,000. Once you get to, now that has nothing to do with his accrued seasons. What an accrued season is you get credit for playing a season, which counts towards your contract and allows you to become a free agent once you have 4 seasons. If he misses this week, that has nothing to do with that. If he were not to show up the first day of training camp for mandatory camp, he would lose an accrued season, which means he wouldn't even be able to become a free agent at the end of this year, which obviously, you know, he's not going to do. So in that case, once we get to training camp, it's a different story, and you would think he would be there, but then who knows? Maybe he just leaves or doesn't do anything then if we're not in a position where he's comfortable with his contract situation.
We'll find out. Beyond that, Sal, mandatory minicamp here, you know, once we get through the Cook story, could he speak today? One last thing. Could he speak? Like, will we hear from players today? Said McDermott, 11:45. What kind of player availability is there on a day like today?
We are actually scheduled to hear from Josh Allen today, the newly married Josh Allen. So we'll hear from him after practice today. And then it is, from there, it's who knows. It's a lot of times it's players we get, like just you, they're walking off the field, you talk to them. But there's also players that we know that, you know, they're not going to speak today. You might request them. No, they're not talking. I would assume James Cook would be in that boat. If he is here, he's not going to speak. But who knows? Maybe he wants to talk. Maybe he wants to put something out there. That's always a kind of a, you know, a guessing game until we get there and we know. But, I mean, he doesn't talk a lot anyway. Not that he avoids the media. He's just kind of a shyer guy when it comes to the media. He doesn't talk a ton. In this situation, I'd be a little surprised if he did, but you never know. You might have a guy that says, yeah, I want to talk. I want to get a message out there. I want to say what I think. And that could be anything. That being said, you know, we will hear from other players as well. And like I said, we are scheduled to hear from Josh Allen after practice today.
Yeah, Cook doesn't strike you as the type where, like, was it last month, Trey Hendrickson did like 25 minutes kind of putting his organization on blast. That situation is twice as long as the Cook one here, but I don't know. Whenever Cook speaks, he doesn't really come across as somebody that you feel like is going to make national headlines with like some 15-20 minute presser.
I agree with that. You know, and sometimes these guys have these situations where they do talk to the media, and it doesn't have to be negative towards the team. It could be more of a, hey, you know, everything's going to work out. I'm here. I want to work with my teammates. I trust the organization. I trust the process. That could be that. You know, you never know what you get from these guys. So if we hear from him today, I don't know, you know, which way that would go, but I'd be a little surprised if we heard from him, but you never know, I guess.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. One thing, the position group, of course, that's affected the most, we'll be interested to hear and see Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, how they maybe handle an increased workload, get more of an opportunity. One thing that, you know, if Cook were to be missing time, Sal, he'd be giving up reps and allowing his employer with a chance to start to envision what life might be without him. So, you know, it's the risk you run when you remove yourself, but we'll see how it goes. After Cook, what's the next biggest story about minicamp, about mandatory minicamp OTAs? Is it, we've already seen the pictures of this player's in better shape, right? Past that, you know, the Bills are pretty buttoned up. It's the health of Joey Bosa to see where that goes. But, you know, Sal, what's top of mind after Cook?
Yeah, I don't think Bosa is too much of a storyline because we know he's not participating. Right? That's already been said to us. Like, we know, I mean, there's nothing we're going to glean from him. He's going to be out there with his teammates, maybe standing on the field, but we know he's not participating until training camp. He's there for that. I do think it's more of the how do Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid look storyline. Like, that's going to be front and center. But we've had a look at them already. Like, one of the things about mandatory minicamp is people have to remember, it's really no different, guys, than OTAs. The only thing that's different is they have to be there. But everybody's been there except for James Cook. That's really it, right? I mean, like, I think last week Cam Lewis wasn't at practice, but then Andy Young, our buddy from Spectrum News One, he said he had told me, texted me, he saw him in the field house after. So it could have been anything. Maybe he was working on, you know, maybe he was getting treatment on something. Maybe he had a personal day, something going on, and you had to get there late, whatever. Spencer Brown came out a little bit later last time. But I think from what I remember last week, only guy, even DeMar, he was there. The only guy who wasn't there was James Cook. Everything else is the exact same. So, and everything they can do is the same, by the way. Like, there's no extra rules here that they have to follow that they haven't been able to do for the last 2 weeks. There's no extra rules they can do that they haven't been able to do. So, I mean, from there, we could take it anywhere, which is, okay, let's start to talk about camp battles, you know, and wide receiver, defensive back. I think that's a big one. I think corner number two, which we talked about yesterday here when you guys asked me about Tre'Davious White, I think that's a great, like, kind of spot to watch here as we go. I think the development of Cole Bishop is very, very important and interesting for the Bills. People talked about who the most, second most important player on the Bills roster is. I mean, I don't know if I'd say Cole Bishop is specifically, but I think that spot is very important. Like that number two safety role, considering how the defense played last year and what is what they need from their secondary this year.
You mentioned Kincaid briefly there, Sal. There were some comments at the end of the season by Sean McDermott about him getting stronger. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but there had been talk about his body type going forward. Was anything noticeable about him different, or was there any talk about kind of how he's progressed in that area since the end of the season to now?
Yeah, every coach talks about how, whether it's McDermott or Joe Brady last week, they just talk about how he's basically lived at the facility and lived in the weight room and really worked. Now, I can't tell you, honestly, that I've looked at Dalton Kincaid and said, oh, my God, he's a lot bigger, right? I mean, he only has a certain frame, and, you know, you can get bigger, and guys do that. Maybe that's the case. You know, there was a lot of – I posted a picture last week. He's got a – he had a – what do you call it? Compression sleeve on his leg. And a lot of people, oh, my God, he's got a compression sleeve. Well, a lot of guys wear compression sleeves. Compression sleeves are to help for blood flow. So, you know, you wouldn't be surprising to see anybody with or without an injury they're recovering from wear something like that. So that's something we're going to watch, Joe. But I would say it's just the messaging has been great about him and Keon Coleman. The messaging we've been hearing from the coaches has been these guys have really been here a lot this year. They've really worked hard. And, you know, they're doing everything they can in the weight room to get to where they need to be.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. I want to get back to Bishop real quickly, Sal, because, you know, his development, I like your point there about how important he is. What kind of competition do you feel like could be there? I mean, Hamlin's back and Derek Forrest, but it almost kind of looks like, you know, a year in the system. He missed training camp last year, and those were probably really important reps. Or he missed time in training camp last year with the injury. Is it pretty much it's Bishop's job to lose? Would you say that?
I look at it that way, Jeremy. Yes, I do. I think if Cole Bishop is not the starting safety week one for the Bills, Sunday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens,
something went wrong.
Something went wrong. And whether that's an injury to him, hopefully that's not the case, or he just did not, you know, get to where you need to be. Because, you know, let's be honest, even though Damar Hamlin started at safety last year, and I think he was a lot better than people expected him to be, there was still a ceiling there, right? Like, Cole Bishop needs to just clear that ceiling. Because we know what Damar Hamlin is and can be. And if you go into your this year with Damar Hamlin, once again, as your starting second safety, I think there's a lot of questions about, okay, well, what are we doing here? Because that's as high as you can go. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm demeaning Damar Hamlin because I think he played well last year given his role. But I think there's more to give of that position as far as athletically and, you know, making plays on the football. And I think that's what they want Cole Bishop to be. Now, Derek Forrest, he does have, to me, kind of a higher ceiling. I also think he's also a little more of a boom or bust type of player. Like, this is a guy that I think, like, you put him in there and – you know he's going to make a play or two, but you could also look back and go, oh, he also got beat a couple of times. That's a guy that's going to help you on special teams. He's going to help you in spot duty. You could always go with the safety pick at safety, Cam Lewis, who can come in. He can help you out. But again, that goes back to what's the ceiling there. I think Cole Bishop needs to win that job. I think they need him to win that job. And if Cole Bishop doesn't win that job, I think that there's something probably – has gone awry here with where Cole Bishop is.
Would you say the same, that phrase, his job to lose? It strikes me as a little different. Would you say the same about Max Harrison or no?
I wouldn't say it that way with Max Harrison. Okay. I think Max Harrison, we're talking semantics here. The way I look at that position, Jeremy, is I think he's going to be given every opportunity to win the job. I don't know if it's his job to lose because I think that they are very comfortable if Tre'Davious White has to line up week one. Like, if Tre'Davious White lines up week one as your starting corner, I don't think there's this panic of what happened. You know, maybe some fans out there. I don't think the organization looks at it that way. if DeMar Hamlin does, I think you're wondering what happened with Cole Bishop. I mean, yeah, Max Harrison is your first-round pick. He's also a rookie, right? It doesn't have to happen right away. Maybe they feel like he can be the guy. I mean, you know, Christian Benford did win that job over Kyrie Elam, and eventually Kyrie Elam never got out there. But there were times, I think, if I remember right, I think Christian Benford might have even rotated with Dane Jackson a little bit, you know, that first year, right? So it doesn't have to come right away. I just think that they are probably okay with, if Max Harrison doesn't win the job right away, there's room for that. I think you need Cole Bishop to kind of be that guy right away after being a year in the system and a year in their offseason.
On that position, Sal, Jaire Alexander being released yesterday, and there was a report from Jordan Schultz that the Bills had been talking to the Packers earlier in the offseason about him. I mean, I would guess that was before the draft and before they signed Tre'Davious White. So with that, those moves happening probably since then, would you imagine that there's no, even though they showed interest earlier in the offseason, that they've done too much to the position for there to be a fit still?
Seems like it would be really unlikely, Joe. I mean, if it's a player they're very interested in, you never know, right? They could say, look, it's still an upgrade over what we have and what we can be here. There's no doubt that could be the case. So I would never rule it completely out. But I do think, you know, you think about the work they did, and I'll even go beyond that. It's not just, I mean, they re-signed Tre'Davious White, brought him back, Dane Jackson, drafted Max Harrison, drafted Dorian Strong, who I think has looked pretty good as a later round pick. Like, you've just added so much to that position, and I think you need these guys, you need a couple of young guys to come along and play. And, yeah, I just don't know if there's enough room now to do something like that. And let's also remember, now that he's getting released or been released, he has a say. You know, if you're Jaire Alexander, you know, you get traded to the Bills, okay, well, you're on the Bills or wherever. Now it's like, well, I'm going to a team that just drafted a first-round guy, and they brought back a beloved player who really knows their system. I don't know if he would think that that's the best opportunity for him.
Right, and he had a contract which you could have done some control with, whereas now, well, I guess I don't know what the market will look like for him, because this isn't much of Bill's point, Sal, but there's a lot of veteran corners still available. Like, Rasul Douglas didn't sign. Griffin is another one. I mean, Stephon Gilmore never signed. So I think he probably goes to the top of the list, but he's not the only available veteran corner for a team out there that would need one. But I don't know. I feel like he's not going to just sign somewhere for the vet minimum.
I agree, Joe. It's probably more like he probably gets a little bit more than the vet minimum, a couple million more than that, maybe, whatever. But then he also has some incentives in there. I think of like a, an Elijah Moore. I'm not comparing this player to the career, but you know, $2.something million guaranteed, and then he's got up to $5 million. Maybe it looks more than that, but that's something like maybe you're looking at a guy who's out there and says, look, I can still play. They know that. The thing with Jaire Alexander is, like, I think he goes right to the top of the group of you mentioned because of his talent. It's just the injuries. He just hasn't been available over the last couple of years for the Green Bay Packers. But, man, if he goes somewhere and he stays healthy, like, he could really help a team, right? I think that's what's so intriguing about him. You know, so, yeah, it's interesting how these things work out. I saw the report, you know, about the money that Aaron Rodgers made to kind of diverge from that on your point, Joe. So Aaron Rodgers making what, $13 million base? Is that what it is, I think?
Yeah.
Yep. Guaranteed 13 base, and it can go as high as 20. And I'm like, and I see some people saying, oh, that's a good deal for him. And I'm thinking, I don't know, who are they negotiating against? He had one option. Why are you paying him $13 million? Like there's nobody else he could have gone to. Like, to me, I think that's that's too much of an overpay. Not for the player necessarily at his stage of his career. You could debate that, but who were they negotiating against to give him that contract?
I guess they'd be negotiating against his retirement, right? Like, but
I guess so.
But
that's
you would have to be confident that he would be real about that. That if you really wanted to get into it with him on money and say, well, we're not going above, you know, like there's no other team in the league you could play for right now, so $8 million is our max. And Rodgers says, well, it's 15 or I'm retiring. I don't know that I'd believe him. That's what they'd be negotiating, though, against, is the threat of him retiring.
That's exactly right. So I think a lot of times these things go in a way where you look at it and you say, wait a minute, like, how did the guy get that kind of money? Sometimes you're like, wow, they got him for a steal. And, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, so we'll see. I the comments under the I think it was maybe Rappaport when he tweeted out, because a few of the guys did, and I was reading the comments, and literally they were half people going, oh my God, that's a really good deal for him, and the win-win. And half the people going, holy cow, how could you pay him that kind of money?
Did you see the incentives, by the way, like what they are?
No, I didn't.
They're all playoff incentives, except for there's $1.5 million for if he wins the MVP. And then the rest of them are if he wins a playoff game, he gets this. If he wins the division round, he gets that. If he wins the Super Bowl, like it's all based on what the Steelers do in the playoffs.
Wow. No, I did not see that. So, all right. Well, hey, I mean, that's cool. They're team incentives then, really. Team incentives tied into him, which is good. And, you know, I mean, last year he had some hot moments. He really did. Like, he looked pretty good at times. And there were other times where he didn't look so good. I think he got better as the season went on, you know, but, yeah, I think it was clear also he didn't want to stand in the pocket and get sacked. So they're going to have to make sure they do a really good job. I don't think their offensive line was as good last year as they wanted it to be. You know, that's interesting, though. I didn't see that. But, again, just going back to the point of sometimes these veterans are on the market, and you mentioned a couple of guys, Rasul Douglas, Stephon Gilmore. Like, if one of those guys signed today, I would think, okay, probably like a very close to vet minimum deal. And vet minimum for them, though, is, you know, they've been in the league 10 years, right? I mean, Jair Alexander hasn't, so his vet is going to be a little bit lower than that. But I do think that a lot of times a guy like Jair Alexander, because of what he can bring you, you say, wait a minute, like, you know, you go out, you sign him, give him a little extra juice there, and then give him some incentives because if he hits and stays healthy, that's a really good player for you. I mean, I've heard, you know, a lot of teams, you know, well, who should sign him? Who should bring him in? The Dolphins, right? Jalen Ramsey situation. That's another one to watch today. Like, he's not going to show up today, right, for mandatory minicamp.
Right.
You know, he's looking to get traded there. And then who was the other one? Oh, yeah, I think, of course, the Ravens. I mean, doesn't Jair Alexander just completely fit the Baltimore Ravens model?
Oh, 100%. And I think they have a need there, if I'm remembering. I mean, I don't know who they replace him with, but I know Trey White was playing for them in that playoff game against the Bills, and he's no longer there. So,
yeah,
so they have a spot.
We'll see.
Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio, be waiting to hear a little bit more from Bills minicamp. Sean McDermott, 11:45 today. He mentioned we'll hear from Josh Allen, and of course we'll get the latest on James Cook and whether or not he'll be in attendance today for the first day of mandatory minicamp. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want, 803-0550. Joe said he had some mini trivia.
I got some trivia based on our conversation that we just had a little bit at the end there with Sal.
All right. Some trivia. You could try to tell me why there's an asterisk on my latest accomplishment. Try to make a case there's an asterisk.
Not really. But maybe. Not really.
We'll find out. All right. Give us a ring. 803-0550 NWGR.
What kind of player is Jair Alexander viewed as around the NFL now in the open market? You guys mentioned the 14 games over the past two seasons, which means 20 missed. Go two more years back. 34 of the past 68 games. He's just as likely as he is unlikely to be on the field. I think you hear the name Jair Alexander and you expect, again, how much is it going to take? Might be a lot more modest than people currently are forecasting for a player that just a couple of years ago looked like one of the game's best defensive players.
Field Yates on Jair Alexander, who I do not consider in the mix for the Bills. The Ravens' idea, I thought you guys have made a good case there. They lost somebody to an injury earlier this season in their secondary.
Yeah.
The name is escaping me right now. On ESPN, they're debating comeback player of the year. And it's kind of funny how in the wake of the Hamlin-Flacco, and then Hamlin didn't win it last year either.
Right.
And who won it last year? It
would have been Burrow?
Okay. Because
I think
right now they're discussing Dak Prescott as comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
As a candidate. And would it be weird? Yeah, Burrow won it. Geno Smith, Flacco, Burrow won it a second time. He's won a comeback player of the year twice now.
Mm-hmm.
Dak had season-ending hamstring surgery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Is it weird that
Like in week?
November. Is it weird that I want to say, all right, you want to make it about injuries? Let's only make it about ACLs. Or
comeback from the ACL of the year, basically.
Yeah, I feel like hamstring injury that shut down his season.
I mean, he tore his hamstring in half?
But is there
probably
any,
hurts.
I feel like comeback player of the year for an injury should be, we wondered if he would ever have it again. And who has ever said that about a hamstring injury on a quarterback like Dak Prescott?
Okay, I could see that. What did Hutchinson have, though? Did he tear his ACL?
Trey Hutchinson?
Aiden Hutchinson? Because he's the other favorite.
Okay. Aiden Hutchinson missed more of the year and I think had a more serious injury, yes.
Yep. Christian McCaffrey is another one. He's one of the favorites.
He had double Achilles problems.
Ooh, there's Jair Alexander. Trevor Lawrence. J.J. McCarthy. No. Okay, well, timeout.
No J.J. McCarthy.
Odds makers. J.J. McCarthy hasn't played a snap.
That would be the greatest comeback player of all time.
There will be some fights if McCarthy is like leading the charge on that.
What a comeback.
Rashi Rice.
Okay.
Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk missed basically the whole year. Tua. ACL.
He missed four games last year.
Dave in Buffalo. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Good. I think like everybody else, you know,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Interested to see what Cook does, but in the big picture, I really don't think it makes any difference what he does. The team has a goal of making it to and winning the Super Bowl, and if Cook is here, then that's the goal, and we want him to help us do that. And if he's not here, that's a goal, and we, you know, hope we get something good when we get rid of him. But in the big picture, it really doesn't make a big difference. I think this team is really focused behind Josh and other folks on keeping focused on making and winning the Super Bowl. And Cook has a choice today about whether he wants to play or whether he doesn't want to play. But in the picture, it really doesn't matter to us. I think that we're in good shape because with Davis, we have a good plan B behind him. And with Ty behind him, we have a good third option. And actually, if Cook went away, then we'd pick up another guy. That'd be our third option in this. So it really doesn't matter what he does.
I mean, he doesn't have to decide today, though, whether he's playing or not. Like, if he doesn't show up today or this week, I'm still fully believing he's going to be on the field for them in week one. Like, this all really is kind of just to pass the time a little bit for the Bills, right? Like,
yeah.
Does anybody believe he's not going to be there week one? For any reason, trading him, he sits out.
No. I don't believe he wouldn't be there.
I can't fathom that he wouldn't be on the field in week one. So you know, how much does minicamp matter? How much does training camp matter? I'm not worried about him not being at any of this.
The thing that I'm always just a little bit nervous to do, and I'm not even necessarily disagreeing with the concept that, you know, how many games would they win without Cook? We did this exercise Friday last week.
Yeah.
I just don't want to continue to get into the habit of no one matters. Well, only Josh matters. Who else matters? I asked you, I went through every player on the offense.
Yep.
And said, if this player were to leave after the year and be replaced by a second round draft pick, what would you change in the way you think about the Bills? And there's not a single player other than Josh that you really changed anything about. Dawkins leaves and they get a second round left tackle. How many games would they lose? Would you drop him by a half a game?
But there is a ranking of these guys.
I understand, right? That.
Like there is a hierarchy.
That's right. There's no doubt that there's a hierarchy. There's no doubt that these players have. It's hard to put a flat number on it, but we are so spoiled by how good Allen is. I always want to be careful to say no one matters. Diggs doesn't matter. Diggs did matter for 50 games, and then he just didn't matter,
yep. And
they were still great. You made the point yesterday, we kind of joked about it afterwards, that the Oilers won the cup after trading Gretzky. The takeaway is not that the great player didn't matter. Mm. The takeaway is that you can win a lot of ways, and having as many great players as possible is the thing. You don't have to tell me that running back is not a high priority position. I'd like the Bills to not spend so many premium draft assets on it. And with Cook, he's one of their better players. He's one of the, if you were to rank every single positional player they have, everybody on the offense, mm-hmm. 1 through 32, where they rank in the NFL, Allen is QB 1. Dawkins is left tackle
3.
Spencer Brown is right tackle
7.
Connor McGovern is center number
13.
Sure. Khalil Shakir is receiver.
Slot receiver number
10. Okay. Josh Palmer's outside receiver number
37.
25.
Okay.
Keon Coleman's outside receiver number
52.
29. James Cook is running back number 8.
We both said eight.
And, yeah. It's not a premium position, I would agree. But I'm watching the great teams that I'm going to compete with saying having someone great there does matter to us. And the Bills are a great team. And we just put him above a lot of these other players. So I just don't want to get too deep in the habit of no one but Josh matters. Without even disagreeing, I'm always going to keep saying that. Like, I endlessly want to get Allen as much help as possible. That's the line. That's the backs. That's the tight ends. That's the receivers. I want everybody that's good. I want the superstar team on offense where I can get it. And every call that says nothing matters kind of triggers a little bit of a pushback for me. Like, easy. It will matter who Josh's teammates are on the field with him.
It is interesting to think about who will matter also in a year. Because what if Joe Brady's not the coordinator anymore? The last Bills offense, let's go pre-Dorsey. Just going to ignore that Dorsey existed for a moment. The Dable offense did not matter who the running back was.
They didn't care at all.
Didn't care. Worked like a charm. Like, they were awesome on offense. Did not matter who the running back was. This offense uses running back. They run the ball with running back. They throw the ball to running back. They throw screens to running back. They throw it down the field to running backs. Running backs get used. They do matter in this offense. What's the next guy going to be like? What if Joe Brady gets a job after this year? Not to say they aren't signing James Cook because they want to wait to see what the next OC thinks, but the next OC, if Brady were to get a job, he might not care. He might say, I don't need a star running back. I need this instead because our offense is more, my offense is a little bit different than what when Joe Brady's was. So rather than pay James Cook, maybe let's use $11 million on this thing over there. So it could matter to his future with the Bills too, depend on who's their coordinator a year from now.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it might not be Joe Brady.
How about for Cook here as just a player? If you had him in Dynasty, would you be feeling just fine?
James Cook?
Yeah, he's part of the Bills. And if he leaves, where will he get interest? Would you think somebody would say, yeah, I'm going to use that guy? Would you peg the Bears for a team that would be interested?
Sure. Yes.
Would you peg Dallas? I don't know. I just wonder.
Dallas feels like should be in the running back market every year.
They pretty much are.
They just bring in the oldest guy available. Yeah, like who fits for him more than the Bills do? You know, the point about like, well, the Bills don't really need James Cook. Who needs James Cook more than the Bills do right now? Do the Bengals need him more? They got a guy who's pretty good. Does Cleveland need him more? Does Jacksonville need him more? That's a good one. Jacksonville might need him a little bit more.
I don't know.
Travis Etienne stinks.
Should we just apply?
Do the Chiefs need him more?
That's what I was just going to say. Should we just do this test?
Pacheco?
Player X leaves and goes to the Chiefs. Is that okay? Is that the test?
Yes.
Player X leaves and goes to the Chiefs.
It's a pretty good test. Because if you know, if Gabe Davis goes to the Chiefs,
we're like, yeah,
fine, whatever, don't care.
The Bills, of course, told Diggs he couldn't go to the Chiefs when he got that trade to the Texans. It was the one team they said they wouldn't trade with. Told them not to pursue.
If Rasul Douglas signed with the Chiefs today, what would we all say?
Fine.
Amari Cooper signs with the Chiefs today.
It's fine.
James Cook signs with the Chiefs today.
It's a little less fine. A little less fine.
But is it still fine?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it yet.
All right.
I posed a question I'm not prepared to answer. Somebody else can answer that. We got more calls to get to. We'll get a break in before we get too late. If you're on the hold with a comment on Cook, we'd love to have it. Larry on the Sabres, we'll get that as well. 803-0550 on WGR. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We are expecting James Cook to be at minicamp, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are.
I'll let you buy a couple dollars out of our bet for $4.85 right now.
I don't want 15 cents.
Just Venmo. It's just costing you less.
I don't have a round number in Venmo.
It's 15 digital cents.
Can you do cents in Venmo?
Yeah.
I've never done it.
$4.85.
I have a round number right now. There's no chance I am giving you, I'm taking 15 cents. I don't want 15 cents.
A free 15 cents. He doesn't want it.
I don't want my, just give me the clean two-digit number.
We've seen this behavior from you before.
Yeah.
All right.
I really do, Scott. The one thing about having a wallet that attaches to the back of your phone,
which I also have,
cash is so out of my realm right now that when I need it, I always forget it.
Yep.
Because I carry cash 2 days a year for just things like a golf tournament, basically.
Exactly. You're not alone.
Which is what I needed for this past weekend.
I sold something on Facebook Marketplace, and guy gave me $100 for it.
I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I put the $100 in my pocket, and I was honestly, I was planning to use it like it's, I'm trying to think here, like, it's burning a hole in your pockets. And all, like, what's something that as soon as you get it, you're like, oh, I got to use this? I would go to the store and think, I'm going to use this cash. I have to get it out of my pocket.
I'm going to lose it.
Because it's just as likely to fall out of the car.
Yes.
And I go somewhere, maybe go to like the Shmoem Shmeepo, buy something, charge it, get in the car. I'm like, I forgot to use it. It was in my pocket. I'm just trying so hard to spend it as fast as possible for fear of losing it.
Right.
So I'm with you. Like, oh, what is this? Spend it. It's free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's definitely not free. Anyway, keep your 15 cents. I took it and I bought some trees. It's really what I did. 803-0550, a couple calls here. Mike in Manhattan. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I just want to jump in on the James Cook situation. Normally I would be on the train of don't ever pay a running back. But the Bills, I mean, sort of bereft of weapons, really. And if you look at just value of who they have paid, I mean, Samuel for what I don't know what is it $9 or $10 million a year,
yeah.
And then Josh Palmer, similar. Like after Josh Allen, James Cook is easily the Bills' number two option. So if I mean I don't think you should pay him $15 or $20 million by any stretch of the imagination, but paying him all, if he was come down to 11 or even 12 for a 3-year deal, like it feels like he's worth it for that. So I don't know. I think you just have to look at value to the team. It's not as simple as just never pay a running back. That's just my two cents. But yeah. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Mike. It drives home the point about positional value that has been made on these airwaves, which is look at how much people are balking at on Cook. Like, wow, I don't know about 11 for Cook. Meanwhile,
yeah,
Curtis Samuel just walks in the door for 8-9.
Yeah,
just positional value. Elijah Moore, post-draft off the street, is 1 year up to 5. That's what Cook makes this year.
Right.
It's
we don't even know if Moore is going to play.
Receivers, there are so many more of them, and they are still so much more expensive. You just have to pay so much to get them, even the middle-class ones. And here, you know, to put Cook in the upper class of running backs, you'd be at middle-class receiver money. So, thanks for the phone call, Mike. 803-0550. We have a wide-open segment on the other side. Justin and Larry, stick with us. I do have a Sabres thing for you, so Larry, stick with us.
And I've got trivia.
Because there's another case of, I think other people think things about this Sabre that aren't really true. That happened with Cousins. I think it's happening again on this current trade market. I'll play you that when we get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.